You're listening to Titans of the Trades. I'm your host, Ryan England, author of Hire Better People Faster and creator of the CoreFit Hiring System, a proven process to help growing companies attract and retain only the best. I'm on a mission to revolutionize the perception of the trades and elevate it to new heights. After growing up in a blue-collar family, my passion for making the trades cool again runs deep. If you're a titan in the industry and want to be on my show, stick around until the end and I'll reveal how you can be my next guest. Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Ryan England. Today we're going to be talking about one of the primary things that is holding leaders back. It's a mindset issue. It's the belief that if I want something done right, I have to do it myself. And you may have heard me talk about this before. It affects all of us. It may not be something dramatic right now. It might be something little, but it's there. Today's guest is Tom Marino with Atomic Business Coaching. And we're going to dig in to this myth that we tell ourselves, how to overcome it, how to get our people on board, and how to reap the rewards that come with letting it go. Let's get started. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having us. I'm really excited to be here.
You know, we got to talk a little bit before we got started, and I learned that we really want to help the same people. And it sounds to me like our passion and our why for helping those people is very similar. So I love that. Love how we're helping companies grow. But you deal with a lot of companies that want growth. Mm-hmm. You work with a lot of companies to find this work-life harmony and show them that it's possible.
Yes.
What do you find is the biggest myth, that thing that they wake up every morning and tell themselves, and because of that, it's holding them back? What's that thing that they need to stop believing?
The thing that they really need to stop believing is that they have to do it all themselves in order for it to succeed. You know, they spend so much time doing the work and being involved. And the biggest struggle that I see most of our solopreneurs and entrepreneurs is that they can't let go of their business and let other people do the things for them. And that's what causes them to struggle with what we call work-life harmony.
Mm. Yeah, I think that so many of them, they stepped into entrepreneurship because they thought, I have a better way to do it, or I can take better care of the customers, or I'm the one that can do this.
Right.
And it's hard to let go of your baby, you know, what you've created, and let other people step in. I see it. I totally get that. So what can they do?
Well, you know, it really comes down to learning how to decide what you want to continue to control versus not control. You know, what is it that you can let go of? What is it that you really don't want to do anymore, that if you hired someone who was competent to do it, they could do it for you? Right. You know, we have, like, take for example, we work with this restoration company, and this guy is an expert at restoration, firewall, mold, water damage, etc. He knows exactly what to do. And he worked for ServPro before he started his own business, and he was involved in all those things. But the thing that was his biggest struggle was the quality of the laborer that he was hiring and not being able to allow that person to go out and do the initial assessment. And I said to him, you have technology on your side. You can go and do an initial assessment while they're holding an iPad at the place and you're directing them what to do. So you could still work, but from the comfort of your home. You don't have to be there. But there was a lot of, you know, because he believes, you know, his business is his reputation. And he was struggling with letting go of that. But once he hired a project manager to really coordinate his jobs and go out and get the new jobs, he realized he didn't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to me how many people leave another job working for someone else because they didn't like the process. They didn't like the systems. They didn't like the way it was done to control quality. And yep. So they're like, well, I'm just going to do it all myself. And then what they realize is they need technology. They need the systems. They need the processes, because that's how you get people to actually perform the way you want them to do it.
Correct. Yeah. It's so funny. We start out by saying, did you create a job for yourself or do you want to own a business? Because our goal is not to be insulting, but we want to make you a real business owner and what that really means. And so many guys that we work with, you know, like you said before, we have a lot of overlap in what we do. And we work with a lot of people who are what we call purple collar professionals. They work on your house. They work on a building. They work on your body. They work on your mind. And they're doing these blue collar tasks. And, you know, they have all of this white collar stuff to do, the analysis and the paperwork and then that blue collar technical stuff. And they're trying to run a business all at the same time. And they realize, oh, my goodness, I can't do all of that stuff. And I don't want to do all of that stuff. I just want to, you know, if I'm a plumber, I just want to do the boiler changes and I want to run the new pipes. And when they get caught up and realize that there's all this other stuff that has to be done to run a successful business, it throws them for a loop. And that's usually when they reach out to Adam and I at Atomic Business Coaching to help them along the way.
Yeah, it is. It's so fascinating to me how many people wake up and say, I want to own the business, but I don't want to stop doing the work.
Correct.
And it's really hard to have it both ways. Now, I do know some people that have become very good in a niche and they've been able to create a well-paying job for themselves.
Right.
But it is just that. It is a job. And so often, instead of them owning the business owns them.
Very true. And that's what leads to, you know, burnout. And that's what leads to more stress in your life. And you wake up one day and you go, why am I doing all this? Why did I leave that job to start this job that I've only created for myself when I thought it was a business? And that causes them to really reflect on what is this all about? And usually that's when people need to find a new direction or they need to go into a new way of doing business and really create a business for themselves.
Yeah. And I think too, a lot of times they forget that there's no playbook that says, here's how you can be a plumber and go start your own plumbing company and hire the right people and trust the right people and have the right customers. And a lot of these guys have to figure it out school of hard knocks, the old fashioned way.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people like you and I exist, is to teach them these things that no one is out there really teaching them. I mean, the truth is a lot of people have turned their back on these blue collar or purple collar industries and said, you know, we're going to go with the white collar because it's all technology, right? And they'll embrace it because they're sitting behind a desk all day. And I was like, but that's not who my heart bleeds for.
Right.
You know, right. I want to help these guys. And I think getting them the training and the education and helping them build that team is critical to what you're talking about.
Yeah. Building a team is essential. You can't have a business without a team. And you probably, you know, when you start being self-employed, you go to people who can build you a website or could do your social media or do your advertising, and you can find all of those people and they are parts of your team, but you need the laborers. You need the people within that can do the work that you're getting. You know, you have to think of yourself as an owner, as the CEO who creates the vision and does the business development. You're the one that people want to work with. And what you have to realize is that you're going to be spending more of your time doing the sale of a job than actually doing the job. And that's why you need the team to do the work, right? We talk about these five key things of branding yourself, you know, prospecting, doing sales, doing the production, and building the relationships. And those are the five core things that every business owner needs to do on a daily basis, right? So branding is who you are and what you do, right? So that's key number one. It's not your logo. It's not your colors. That's all part of it. But really, when we say branding, is who you are and what do you do? And then the prospecting is sourcing that new opportunity. Making the sale is, you know, is part marketing when you ask for an appointment to speak to somebody. And then doing the actual work is part of the production. But the most important thing is building relationships with other companies and other businesses that need your services, because the relationship is what's going to keep you doing the jobs for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so interesting. I agree with you 100% on branding. It's not your logo and your website, right? And your colors. And
yeah,
we talk a lot about employer branding. It's like, what do other employees or prospective employees say about you when they see your website?
Right.
And the reality is, if you've, I'm sure you run into this all the time. We run into people that's like, oh, I wish I would have never hired Jimmy, because Jimmy, oh, customers did not like him. Mm-hmm. I don't like Yelp now because Yelp won't let me get rid of those bad reviews, even though Jimmy's not here anymore. And the truth is that's all part of your branding. And if you can't overcome that, it can make recruiting really difficult as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I definitely, before I went into coaching, I was in the corporate world in healthcare, and I was a VP of operations. And, you know, when you hire somebody, you gotta hire somebody fast, but you gotta fire even faster. You know, and that's one of the toughest lessons that I think a lot of business owners have to learn the hard way, is that you can't give people too many strikes. You know, there's three strikes in a ball game, but maybe it's only two strikes as the employer of that individual. Because it really can hurt your reputation and hurt your brand and make it difficult to find the right people thereafter too.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I run into, I'd love your thoughts on this too, is that I run into, especially as the company's growing and they're starting to replace themselves, they go out looking for someone like them. They mm-hmm. go out looking for someone who can be like them or care about the business like them, who's 100% invested. And I've just found that's nearly impossible because that person that you're looking for might be, they're your competitor.
Yeah. You know, exactly. And you're not going to find you, and no one is going to care about your business the way that you care about your business. Yeah. You know, and Adam always says this, and I'm going to steal this from Adam since he's not here right now. But, you know, Adam and I talk about this all the time, and he always says, if you can find someone who can do 60% of what you do, that's a really good employee. Yeah. If you can find someone that could do 60%, you're golden. If that person does 80% of what you do, that's someone you want to promote. And that is somebody who is a really, really good leader for your business. But never expect them to get to 100%. And if you think about it, if you had two people doing 60%, that's 120%, 20% more than what you could actually do yourself.
Yeah.
So if you go down that road, you really will be successful. You're never going to find you. So don't even try. It's not even worth it. And nor should you want to find you. You want to always try to surround yourself with someone who's better than you or smarter than you or has more talent than you do, so that you know your customers are in good hands. And that's really, you know, look for better than you. Don't look for you.
Yeah. It reminds me of that that Henry Ford story. I don't know if it was really him, but I often see it quoted to him where he's in court and the attorney's out there to destroy his credibility and says, well, do you know about how to build an engine? Do you know about how to do this? Do you know how to do that? So he's like, no, I don't. He's like, because I have a phone in my office that I can pick up and call the person with all the answers.
That's right. That's right.
That's the mindset we need to have.
Well, and that's a true owner of a business. And that's where I think so many of the people we work with, Ryan, are, you know, they get caught up in, they don't have to do all the technical. They don't have to do all the tech. They may love doing it, but they don't have to do all of it. Go get someone who can do that and loves doing that. And we tell people all the time, find the thing that you absolutely love about your work and what you do and can try to continue to do that. And then everything else you don't, go find somebody else to do that. If operations is not your good strength, then don't do operations. Go hire a chief operating officer. Yeah. Go hire someone who can manage that day to day for you so you don't have to.
Yeah, one that I find a lot is that most people, and I would say this is the majority of entrepreneurs, it's the finances that they will not let go of.
Yep.
But they are not good at.
Well, it's true. They always are crying poverty, you know, and we do a lot of work. You know, Adam works on the business. I work on the owner. And what that means for me is, you know, I work on mindset and momentum, right? So I work a lot on that scarcity mindset and bring you to that abundance mindset. And even when people go to hire people, they look at them as an expense. And I always tell them, employees are not expenses. They are investments in your time freedom. That's what you have to see in employ. Like, so when if you're really struggling to hire that person because you're afraid that you're not going to be paid for them or whatever, recognize that you are going to be able to pay for them because you're going to be able to do more work and you're going to get more jobs and more revenue is going to come in the door. So they'll pay for themselves 3 to 4 times, hopefully, you know, that they can. But at the end of the day, they're an investment in your freedom. They're an investment for you to get back the time. Because when we talk about 10Xing and working less and living a life of harmony, a lot of that is giving you back the time that you want in your life. But you can't get that time back unless you are willing to invest in people to work for you in your business.
Absolutely. And we talk about this a lot in the work we do. The ROI on investing in a person is sometimes it's unimaginable.
And, correct.
And what that, because, I mean, how do you put a value on being able to spend more time with your kids? How do you put value on those things, right?
No, it's hard to, but it is so necessary. And you talk about return on investment. Adam and I have actually figured this out. And basically, you know, for every employee you hire, that employee should bring you $300,000 in additional revenue.
Wow.
So if you want to build a $1 million business, you need to have at least 3 to 4 people working in your business. If you want to be a $300,000 business, which is a lot of who our clients are, right? They're plumbers and electricians and architects that are solo, all on their own, and they're generating about $300,000 to $400,000 a year. Recognize it's probably because you're doing all of it yourself. But if you really want to be a $1 million business, and Adam and I talk about getting people to be people who can have a $1 million business, you have to have 3 to 4 people working in that business. It's impossible to do it with one person. You're not going to make $1 million all on your own. You're going to need at least 2 to 3 other people to be in that business to get you to that 7-figure amount.
Yeah, we've done the math. It's $500 an hour, and you would have to bill 40 hours a week, which means you would have no time for branding and prospecting and sales and relationships. Yeah. You have no time for that stuff.
Yeah, no time for that because it's all production. That's it.
Production.
You're just producing. There is no, and then when you're producing and producing and producing, and then the well runs dry and it's the middle of the summer and nobody's picking up the phone to call you, you're wondering why. Well, it's because you didn't do the branding, the prospecting, and the relationship building. That's why.
Yeah.
So it's this nasty, vicious cycle that you can get into.
Entrepreneurial's roller coaster, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Go get the work, go do the work. Go get the work, go do the work.
Up yep.
and down.
It's the ebb and flows of business.
Yeah. So, hey, so let's go back to where we started. So they don't have to do it all themselves. Like, that's the myth, is that they believe that if they want to do this, they have to do it all themselves. We've talked about a couple of things, deciding what they need to control, what they don't need to control. They need to make sure that they have a solid team. I love that calculation you gave. If you want to be a $1 million business, you're going to have 4 people on your team. It's that simple.
Yep.
But just because it's that simple doesn't mean it's that easy to get there. So
that's Adam's favorite line. Business is simple. It's just not easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So business is simple, just not easy.
For that person listening to this and going, wow, this Tom guy, yeah, he sounds like he's onto something. But I was putting 4 people on my team. I can't do that by the end of the week.
No.
What's something that we can give our listeners right now that we can say, hey, you go put this in action. It's the next step that you need to take so that down the road, you'll make sure that you're on the right path and you're going to get these results we're talking about.
I think the most important action, especially if you're by yourself right now in the business, is to write out what are you doing every single day and start to decide what could be done by somebody else, right? Go through your list of everything you do every day. If you're answering all the phone calls, if you're writing all the checks, if you're checking the bank account, if you're going and selling and trying to get the customer, look at everything that you're doing every single day. And right next to every single one that you could give to somebody else, put the letter D for delegate and just write down, I'm going to give that to somebody else. And then when you have all of those things, hopefully there's a theme and it really falls into an administrative role or an operations role or whatever. And then you have the basis for your job description to go and hire that administrative assistant or that administrator to run your business. And then you can write that job description, go out, post it, and recruit for that position. So it's real simple. And that's, I think, what everybody struggles with is, I don't know how to write a job description. Well, the basic way in this world, just write everything you're doing and whatever you don't want to do anymore, give it to somebody else to do and give them a title and some money per hour.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, and I think what you just said about figuring out all the things that I do, the things I don't want to do, and then delegate them, I don't think that's just for the company that has one employee or no employees right now. I mean, you can be doing $10 million a year running that company and going, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I shouldn't be doing. You could do that exercise over and over and over again. I think that's an exercise that you could take until you're a nine-figure-a-year company.
Absolutely. 100%.
Love that. I love that one. Yeah. And I love that you said put a D next to it for delegate. And I want to clarify one thing, because this is what we teach our clients. Delegate does not mean give it to them to do some work and then come back to you to double check the work and make sure they did the work correctly. That is not delegation.
Right. That is not. That is micromanagement.
But I see that happen so often. Well, I delegated it to them, but they just can't do it right. Well, how do you know they're not doing it right if you delegated it?
Right. Right. If you really delegate
away and then give it to them and not think about it anymore.
Right. And just make sure that the result is exactly what you wanted. Make sure that they produce that result. And, you know, I always tell people too, Ryan, you know, don't give somebody something that they're not good at. You know, strengths-based delegation, right? That's so important. Give people what they are good at. And when you're interviewing that person, if they're not good at 80 to 85% of what's on that job description, you can't hire them. They have to be good at least 85% of what's on that paper. The other stuff you can teach them, but you want to make sure because a happy employee is someone who's using their strengths every day and not doing something that they absolutely are terrible at or they don't like or they have no skills whatsoever to do. So, you know, because part of it is, you want to delegate to somebody and you want to have an employee, but you want to retain that employee and you want to keep them happy. And the only way you do that is by giving them those strengths based, you know, tasks that they're going to be able to really live up to their potential with.
You just opened up a whole nother thing the second you said retain the employee. That's a whole nother episode right there.
Exactly.
Tom, this has been fantastic. I love that final action item. Write down the things that you're doing. Figure out the things you don't want to do or maybe you're not good at doing and create that job description so you can delegate to somebody else. Hey, you've got an offer for our listeners, and I want you to tell them a little bit about that, how they can get this. And then, and how they can get a hold of you in case they want to learn more.
Sure. So, you know, as part of Ryan being on, you know, allowing us to be on the show, we'd love to give away some copies of our book called The Atomic Game Changer. Okay. This is a manual. This is not a book that you read cover to cover in a sitting. This contains the 9 principles that every business owner needs to be successful. And it's clarity and it's surrender and it's aggressive patience and harmony and vitality. And there's several others in the book. And we would love to, the first 10 people that reach out to Ryan when this episode airs, we will send you a copy of the book and we'll coordinate that with you, Ryan, to make sure that everybody gets a copy. The first 10 people that reach out to you and say, I would love a copy of their book, we will send you that for free. And you know, it's really easy to get in touch with us. We're on every platform. Basically, if you look for Atomic Business Coaching, atomicbusinesscoaching.com, you can follow us on Instagram at Atomic Business Coaching. We're on LinkedIn. We have a business page on LinkedIn, but come and find us on Instagram. That's probably the fastest, or go to our website, atomicbusinesscoaching.com. And we have some free stuff on there. So go check out our website. We offer business owners an overcome an obstacle too, which is a form that you fill out and we'll get on the phone for 30 minutes with you and help you to overcome an obstacle. So those are our two offers, I would say, is go find our overcome an obstacle at atomicbusinesscoaching.com or reach out to Ryan. And listen, if you're not subscribing to Ryan right now, you need to. What the value that he's bringing to you and to your audience, it's amazing. The reason I'm here is because Ryan's been doing such a fantastic job with his podcast, and it's really important you subscribe, show him some love, and thank you for allowing me to be here and for Atomic Business Coaching to be represented.
Tom, thank you so much. I've learned a lot. I know our listeners have learned a lot. Get a hold of Tom. pretty much everywhere. He sounds like an easy guy to find. And then anybody that wants to get a free copy of the book, you can find me at corematters.com. It's the easiest way to get a hold of me, but definitely check that out. I love that you've got that strategy session. There's some opportunities to learn more and to really dig deep with you. Mindset, I think, is one of the biggest challenges entrepreneurs deal with. It can be, it can be brutal sometimes. So, Tom, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Ryan. I really appreciate it.
Ryan England here. Thank you so much for listening to Titans of the Trades. If you're a titan in the construction, manufacturing, or skilled trades industry and would like to be a guest on my show, please visit podcast.corematters.com. If you found value in this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot on your phone and share it with a friend or post it on social. And if you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Titans of the Trades. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, click the subscribe button. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and get me one step closer to solving the labor crisis facing the industry. Want to know more about how we're doing that? Go to our website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening.